Jack and Randa FM.
It's 8 o'clock.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
It's raining, but it's not that cold. Johannesburg going up to 21 degrees today. Pretoria 25 and Polokwane up to 27. The corruption case against the previous head of police intelligence, Richard Mdluli, and his co-accused has been postponed yesterday.
To await the outcome of his review application to Legal Aid South Africa after they rejected his application for legal assistance. Meanwhile, his leave to appeal the decision of the High Court to compel the SAPS to pay for his legal fees was also dismissed with costs.
The spokesperson for the Investigating Directorate Against Corruption, Henry Mamotame, says Mdluli and his two co-accused will appear in court again on the 21st of November. Then to Gauteng, no time frame has been set for the suspension of food sales at schools around the province. The Education Department announced the temporary ban yesterday, instructing school governing bodies to closely monitor vendors, tuck shops and other food outlets that sell food to pupils. The Gauteng Education spokesperson is Steve Mabona.
Moving forward, our engagement with all the stakeholders will then determine on how we're going to be moving forward.
Meanwhile, the Federation of School Governing Bodies in South Africa says the ban is unlawful. Here's FEDSA CEO Jaco Deacon.
They don't have the legal statute to instruct the school, which is a separate legal entity, through a circular that they cannot conduct business activities at school. We're also concerned about the deaths and the sickness and the illness and everything that comes along. That's not the right way to go about.
And as the opposition in neighbouring Mozambique promised more protests regarding the outcome of the recent elections, Botswana's transfer of power went down smoothly. The country's new president, Duma Boko, has praised his countrymen for strengthening democracy.
We have yet again become an intriguing as well as an instructive case study of democracy at work for the world to learn from. For nearly 70 years, our democracy remained unbroken.
The 54-year-old was sworn in as the 6th president of Botswana after last week's historic election victory. Then to California in the USA, 130 homes were destroyed in a blaze ravaging the state. Thousands of people were forced to flee. Now the area houses about 30,000 people, of whom approximately 10,000 has been told to evacuate. And finally, the Grammy nominations were announced last night. 8 artists are competing for the Album of the Year. Now, this includes Beyoncé, Sabrina Carpenter, and Taylor Swift. Regarding Song of the Year, a few Jacaranda favorites on the list, including Shaboozy's Bars song, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, and the collaboration between Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. For the full list, go to jackrandafm.com. I'm Marlene Fischer, Wifnies de Ier. Die korrupsiesaak teen die voormalige intelligensiehoof Richard Mdluli en sy medebeskuldigdes is uitgestel.
Well, well, well. Hey, we live in interesting times. Coming up for 8:04, let's get back to your hits.
One radio legend. Every Saturday from 7 to 10. Weekend Breakfast with Alex J. Jacaranda FM.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe, break your can.